In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The hour of doom is drawing near. The moon has split asunder, which is a clear proof that the same thing can happen to the earth. Yet, when they see a sign, the unbelievers turn their backs and say, "This is ingenious magic." They deny this and keep on following their own fancies. Ultimately, every matter shall be laid to rest. There has already come to them the information of former nations containing enough deterrence and profound wisdom to serve as a warning, but warnings are of no use to these people. Therefore, O Prophet, turn away from them. On the day when the caller will come, call them to the terrible event, they shall come out of their graves like swarming locusts, with downcast eyes, rushing towards the caller, and the same unbelievers will cry, "This is indeed an awful day." Long before them, the people of Noah disbelieved. They rejected our servant and called him a madman and drove him out. After admonishing him, the people, for 950 years, finally he invoked his Rabb, "Help me, I have been overcome." So we opened the gates of heaven with pouring rain and caused the earth to burst with gushing springs, and the waters met to fulfill the decreed end. We carried him in an ark built with planks and nails, which drifted on under our care, a reward for him, Noah, who was denied by the unbelievers. We have left that ark as a sign. So is there any who could take admonition? How terrible was my scourge and my clear warning. We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand. The admonition, but is there any who would take admonition? Likewise, as the people of Ad did not believe, then how terrible was my scourge, and how clear my warning. We let loose on them a furious wind on the day of their bitter misfortune, which snatched them off like trunks of uprooted palm trees. How terrible was my scourge, and how clear my warning. We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand, the admonition. So is there any who would take admonition?